Joining me on the phone this morning from Seattle is Julie Bowles. She is the founder of INE Education International. Welcome, Julie.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be with you.
And you're going to be here in person tomorrow as the keynote speaker for our results fundraiser. And I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about what you're going to be talking about tomorrow.
Well, Results is a grassroots lobbying organization, and its mission is to end the worst aspects of hunger and poverty. And one of the ways to do that is through education. And for the past 10 years, I have been building and equipping schools out in northern Afghanistan, and my hope is to share some stories from the field of fabulous ways in which education has transformed communities. And I have become such a believer in what we've done out there that I have been speaking around the country, and Results is one of those great organizations that I've been supporting over the years. And my hope really is that people will come away from this meeting or this presentation with a better understanding of some of the problems out there, but more importantly, of ways that we can engage them and make a difference ourselves.
Julie, I read a little bit of your bio, and I know that you're a lawyer, and I think it's an interesting sort of journey for you from law into building schools in Afghanistan. How did that all come about?
It is a transition, and in fact, if you ask my family, they would tell you that I have a screw loose. But a number of years ago, I was going through a period in life when I was questioning where I was going, what I was doing, what legacy I wanted to leave behind. And a lot of it was spurred on by one of my sisters who had ovarian cancer. And I found that her touch with death really affected me. And when I looked back at Julie the lawyer and all the years I had spent creating this person, I actually didn't like her. So I ended up by taking what was then a two-year sabbatical in quite a leap of faith to follow something that was on my heart, which was social justice for women and kids.
Let me ask you how you got connected with our results organization.
I'm an advocate at heart, and I needed help in channeling my passion and energy. So I came back to the United States after working in Africa, and I had seen all these kids, and many were not in school and sick and just needing help. And I really didn't know where to go with this. And yet I had all these stories of positive changes that I had also seen. So I heard about Results. And I ended up by interviewing about 40 organizations across the country, wondering where I could put my time and energy into. And I learned about Results. And I heard during their workshops and national conference that there were about 68 million kids, mostly girls, who are not in school in the developing world. And so this gave me a vision that went way beyond building schools for kids in Afghanistan. I wanted to see kids all over the world have an opportunity to attend school and receive a quality education. So with other activists in Results, I started meeting with members of Congress, face-to-face meeting, and then I went to the World Bank, the IMF, the State Department, the White House, the U.S. military, anyone who would listen. And I wanted them to hear about the success stories that we had in Afghanistan and to know that education was key to transforming communities.
I have heard before that education, especially education of girls, can make a huge difference in sort of the social fabric of a society. Why have you focused in on the education of girls in particular? Why is this so important?
Great question. There is no single development intervention that can so radically and comprehensively change the trajectory of a girl's life and of future generations as education. When I got into Afghanistan, it was the most poor and oppressed country in the world. It led the world in child mortality, maternal mortality, landmine victims, homelessness. Literacy rate was about 6.5%, and life expectancy was 42. And then on top of that was the Taliban, which had this list of virtues and vices. Girls couldn't go to school. Women can't work. Windows are blackened so women can't look out and men can't look in. So at the time I came in, you could really see what happens when you have no education in a country and it falls into the complete bottom of the list. And the United Nations has a list, and Afghanistan was there at the bottom. So when we started meeting with people out in the community and said, what do you want? What do you need? How can we serve you? Time after time, what they said were schools, build us schools. And they really understood that their country had fallen to the bottom because of that. So then kind of project, here I am 10 years later, and we're able really to look back over that 10-year period and see remarkable changes. Because every student virtually started in the first grade, we're able to monitor and do surveys to see what these changes are. And what we found weren't simply good, but phenomenal changes. Girls were no longer getting married at age 7 or 9, and in fact, we have a number of students who are now in their late teens and early 20s. Education leads to longer and healthier lives, and it lowers birth rates. So we found that our students were having fewer children, and in turn, they're dying of fewer are dying of preventable diseases like dysentery and dehydration. Suicide, depression had decreased. And we saw this at all levels, socially, politically, and economically. Education was teaching much-needed leadership skills, civic responsibility, life skills. Education also is tied to extremism. If you had walked in about 10 years ago or at the very beginning, kids used to carry weapons to class. Literally, you would see a kid carrying an AK-47. They would fight. They would argue. They were all speaking different languages. And imagine the background of Afghanistan where all these kids were coming together for the first time after their parents had been fighting for decades. So we put the school in the middle of these communities. And if you walked in today, first you noticed that all the kids were learning or had learned one language. So now they're communicating together. Secondly, you would find that they're playing soccer together. And then thirdly, you would find that their parents were now working together in PTAs. So there was a direct ripple effect out into these communities. The schools weren't simply about reading, writing, and arithmetic. They were about nation building.
I wonder how you talk about this with elementary school kids when you travel. I know in Sitka you're going to spend a lot of time with school kids of all ages. How do you talk about some of these things with kids who may have no real idea of what it's like on the ground in Afghanistan?
The image that most people have of Afghanistan comes from video games. So there are two in particular. One is called Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and the other one is called Medal of Honor. So the first one, Call of Duty, is a video game where the idea is to kill as many Taliban as you can, and the more Afghans you kill, the higher your points. And in the other one, Medal of Honor, you are a Taliban, member of the Taliban, who then tries to kill as many U.S. or British troops as you can, and you score points that way. And as I talk with these students, I try to lead off with this, actually, because most of them are jumping up and down saying, we love this video. But here's the reality. It completely distorts what life is like in a place like Afghanistan. Now, everyone becomes the bad guy. They're all evil. They should all be killed. And the reality is it completely dehumanizes war, now, particularly the men, women, and children whose lives are impacted by it. And where you have this video screen with animated characters, it can't possibly show the horrible effects of war. You know, there are no blood and guts. There are no sobbing children who have just lost their parents. You know, I could go on and on. But my hope is that I turn this around in such a way that they start identifying with the people who are there. And they start realizing that the kids have many of the same interests that they have and that their parents have the same interests. They want their kids fed and a house over their head and their kids to have an opportunity to succeed in life. And so I think if we're able to understand better, then we can relate to each other and we start building these bridges of understanding.
And you'll be telling more of this story tomorrow night at Harrigan Centennial Hall.
I will be. And I am looking forward to coming into the community, especially meeting with the students at the schools and seeing what we can do to build further bridges of understanding, as well as to start tackling these issues of global education and getting us all involved. CITCA might feel like it's fairly isolated, but we're all interconnected. And what happens on one side of the world affects us all, and it goes both ways. And that's really what INE is about. INE means reciprocity. I'm not simply there to educate you. You have something to teach me. I'm not simply there to give you something. You have something to give me. And I know that CITCA has a lot to give to the world, and I'm looking forward to coming out and meeting your colleagues.
And I understand from speaking with some of the folks with our local results organization that there's a possibility of creating a sister school relationship with one of your schools in Afghanistan?
There is, and that's something I want to talk about with the students at the schools so that they can come up with a plan and we can do our best to support their efforts.
Well, I will let you go, and I appreciate very much your finding the time to talk with us.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you in CITCA.
Julie Bowles is the founder of an NGO called INE Education International, which has helped to build and equip 25 new schools in Afghanistan. She'll be speaking tomorrow night at the Results Annual Fundraiser at Harrigan Centennial Hall from 6 to 8 p.m.